In the day's other news, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts, has temporarily blocked an end to rapid expulsions of migrants at the southern border. Lower courts had ordered the pandemic-era policy, Title 42, to cease this Wednesday. Republican officials in 19 states have challenged that order. Roberts' move is temporary while the full Supreme Court considers the case. Jury selection began in Washington today in the January 6th trial of Enrique Tarrio, the former Proud Boys national chairman. He and four others are charged with seditious conspiracy. Defense lawyers wanted a delay until after the congressional January 6th report comes out. The judge refused. The FBI is warning of a spike in online sexual extortion of teenage boys. The Bureau estimates that at least 3,000 teens were tricked this year into sending explicit pictures of themselves and then blackmailed. The scams are linked to more than a dozen suicides. In Ukraine, Kyiv was targeted again by early morning Russian drone attacks. Officials reported damage, but no deaths. Later, President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video appeal to northern European leaders meeting in Latvia.
I ask you to increase the supply of air defense systems to our state and help speed up the relevant decisions of partners. A 100% air defense shield for Ukraine will be one of the most successful steps against Russian aggression.
Meanwhile, Russia's President Putin visited Belarus to meet with his counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko. Belarus is believed to have weapon stockpiles that Russia could use. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa won re-election today as leader of the ruling African National Congress Party, despite a corruption scandal. Supporters burst into celebration as the results were announced. The victory paved the road for Ramaphosa to run for re-election in 2024. China has confirmed two COVID deaths, the first official fatalities in weeks. That comes as outside experts say that the true number of cases and deaths are likely much higher. There were scenes of mourners gathering today at funeral homes in Beijing. It was unclear if those deaths were directly connected to COVID. Back in this country, the Biden administration announced a new push to address homelessness. New data shows the number increased slightly since 2020. The new initiative aims to create more housing and to lower homeless rates 25% by 2025. Epic Games will pay $520 million to settle federal allegations that it violated children's privacy and tricked players into unfair charges. The company makes the popular Fortnite video games. The agreement covers refunds and a record fine. And Wall Street's week began with more losses amid worries about future interest rate hikes. Major indexes slid 0.5% to 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 163 points to close at 32,757. The Nasdaq fell 159 points. The S&P 500 dropped 34. Still to come on the NewsHour, Amy Walter and Annie Linsky consider the latest political headlines. A new film chronicles the chaotic United States withdrawal from Afghanistan. Arts organizations rally to rebuild a creative oasis in Wichita, Kansas. Plus, much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.